We all love an impressive performance on the field. And now, thanks to our latest sponsor, Pilot, you can have an impressive performance in the bedroom too. Pilot provides Aussie men with the clinical tools to treat bedroom issues like erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. Not a fan of the doctor's office? Pilot is all online, so you can sort it out right now over the phone. And with free delivery Australia-wide, you can be back on your game in no time. Head to pilot.com.au today and get started. Play hard until the final whistle with Pilot. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. It's been months. We ran out of stock, but we're back. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code ACES if you want a 20% discount code on the house. Righto, let's get into the show.
Welcome back to Only Sport. Got some great guests today. Finally in Sydney to get the Roosters boys. Kiz, Gussie, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having us, mate.
Now let's just kick
it. About time.
I know, about time. I mean, you Sydney blokes, I've got the biggest to laugh. Let's start with Vegas because you boys are fresh off the trip. I want to just talk. I know Only Sport will go through their upbringing and whatnot, but talk to me about Vegas. I was there for Super Bowl and then you boys were there for the first, I guess, few games of the NRL season. I want to know what was going on before it. I saw you hanging out with Daniel Patrick, you know, doing all the store visits, but there was a lot going on. I want to know all the ins and outs, boys. Give it to me.
Mate, it was an outstanding trip. Honestly, we've done a few World Club challenges where you go to England. We spent time in Barcelona, France, but this one was next level. We spent our first week in LA at Westwood near UCLA, so we used the UCLA facilities. We had a heap of downtime too. Robbo was real relaxed over there, so... I think Gussie explored a bit more than I did. I was a bit more tame than Gussie, but, mate, it was such a good trip. Then we got to Vegas, and the buzz there was pretty cool. There was a heap of Aussies over there. And,
yeah.
Heap of European, like, heap of people from England and stuff come over to watch the game too. So, yeah, there was a few extracurricular things going on while they're over there, but it was good fun.
Let's start with before the game, because we'll get right into the game and how you switched on to, you know, obviously you got the chocolates. But, Gussie, talk to me about what activities you were doing. How long were you in L.A., you know, beforehand?
We're in LA for like
a week.
Yeah, a week, and then we went to Vegas the Wednesday before the game. And I think we had four nights in Vegas.
Four nights in Vegas.
So obviously I was 19th man, so I wasn't playing. So a bit of searching, make sure we found a good location for after the game for a few drinks and whatnot. But mate, like we were saying, we had a fair bit of downtime, so like went to a few basketball games, met up with some random billionaires and
we had a few dinners,
some feeds cool. Like at some rich people's houses and that kind of thing over there
in the hills.
Yeah, it was next to Beyonce and Jay-Z's house.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you meet this bloke? Is he a big fan?
No,
of the
he was the founder of Afterpay, was it?
Yeah.
I think he was a Roosters guy or whatever, and the whole team went over to his place, had a feed. And
is that where I saw there's a guy doing card tricks and whatnot? Is that right?
Yeah, what team? Daniel Patrick's bro.
Yeah, I saw him all over the socials, just wigging you boys out.
We had a few magicians rock up to a few different dinners. Yeah, there's another fella, Josh, who's a movie producer over there, big Roosters fan, had us over for dinner. He had a magician.
It was pretty much a magic trick. It was a magic trick.
That's unbelievable.
There's a bit going on over there. It was good fun.
What about the facilities at UCLA? They'd be, you know, first class. Did you meet a few of the, you know, students or whatnot, or the coaches?
We were using the football facilities, which was sick. Even like all the like meeting rooms. There was like running back rooms, O-line room. Like the theater was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, the players were like in and out, so they were some prepping for the combine. Few boys prepping for the year after, but yeah, the campus is honestly, it's a suburb in itself. USC came to play one night, so Bronny was playing.
And we
went into training and it was just like
heaving, like people everywhere. Like people were lining up that morning to get like good seats to go watch LeBron's son play and all that.
Was LeBron in the building that night?
Yeah, apparently. He ended up rocking up. But it was just wild, mate. Like, you realise how little we are and how big everything is over there.
Where'd you stay over there? Like what location?
We're in Bel Air, was it?
No, we're in Westwood, which is like in between all those. So
it's near Santa Monica, isn't it? Not far off.
We're like 20, 30 away, but we're right next to the campus. So we walked in every day for coffees and everything into UCLA.
Oh, that's mint.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then when do you start, like obviously you're going over there to, you know, get the job done. When does the brain start to go, righto, it's not a holiday? Like, 19th man, I know how you feel, mate. I was emergency my whole life. You're preparing for scenarios, but you know you're never going to be a chance unless someone goes down in the warm-up, which never happens. When does the mind start to kind of, you know, all right, I need to switch on here? Did you say you were in Vegas for 4 nights before the game?
We got there on the Wednesday. We played on the Saturday. So we trained up till the Wednesday in LA, but it was just basically getting yourself acclimatized. Then once we got to Vegas, it was like, righto. We went and got our proper recovery on. We trained at the Raiders HQ.
That would have been incredible.
Ridiculous, yeah. It was massive joint in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Windy. It was wild, though. We're playing, like, training. All the teams were trained on this field. It had no lines, markings.
Oh, really?
Had, like, the NFL goalposts, which are, like, different widths. And
put the marker out before it started. It was a bit of a mess, but it was good fun.
Even the game, it looked like. Was it short, the field?
Short, narrower.
Because I saw someone got thrown out the side.
Zoop's almost fucking...
Yeah, and there's like the hard screens there. Yeah, I'm like, that would have hurt.
Yeah.
What hotel were you staying at?
In Vegas?
Vegas.
We're at the Hilton Resorts World, yeah. All the teams were staying there. So, like, we'd walk past Broncos, Manly, South, like, the same corridor every day.
Resort, that's, like, one of the better ones. That's at the end there.
It's a new one. Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, that's where I stayed. Last year, like about a year ago, had a Bucks party there. It was a good time. Were you gambling that? Yeah, like, you know, you walk past the tables, it was cheeky 50.
No, we didn't. We kind of had we just wanted to stay off it before the game, but the boys had a fair go.
That is brilliant. Well, let's get to the game. How was the game? Like, I was there for the Super Bowl, like I said, and the stadium is incredible. The sound system's elite. No bad seat in the house. Talk to me about the atmosphere. How was it?
Yeah, it was cool. I remember going to the game, I was just thinking, this feels like a semi-final, like big prep. You could feel the buzz, all the people in the hotel. We had a fan day 2 days before. And then when you got there, Manly were actually playing before. So we walked out and it was buzzing. And then when you ran out, it was awesome, mate. You obviously, that atmosphere inside the dome, the music. It was a real, real cool occasion.
The Stafford brothers were they the ones playing? They were playing there, weren't they?
What about when the music came on in the sheds at halftime?
The speakers up full blast at halftime.
They were trying to do like their chat,
And you couldn't hear.
No one could talk to each. We just basically sat there. I think we were listening to the horses came on for a while.
Horses remix.
We literally sat there at halftime. We spoke for a couple of minutes, and then that song came on. We're like, whatever.
Oh, that is so elite. Quickly talk to me about the game. It was a huge win. Obviously, Brisbane were in the granny last year, and you've knocked them off.
They're an elite team. Them and Penrith probably head and shoulders above everyone last year. So we knew it was going to be tough. We haven't been good to start seasons the last few years, so... It was good to see us just go out and compete.
Yeah.
We weren't too worried about the result. We just wanted to compete and thought we did real well.
And Gussie, while this is all going on, the boys are starting to, you know, the time's ticking, the boys are up. Are you thinking after party vibes? Like, what did you book? What were you thinking?
Well, we already had it set up, like, with the chain smokers booked, but we went there and it was a bit of a shame.
We got there so late. Yeah, we didn't get back to the hotel till 12:30. Everything starts late in Vegas. By the time we got there, the chain smokers were halfway through.
We got to the booth. There was no alcohol. Like, it was sort of a team organized one. Coaches and that were there, and we sat there, and it was getting close to 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow!
And Jared and I had gone to this place the night before, and we saw Quavo play.
Oh,
yeah. Two Chainz was playing that night, so like we had a table there just like penciled in. We're like, we need to get there before 2 o'clock for us to work. And we called the shots and we jumped in this stretch hummer and went there and everyone made it there by 2 o'clock. It was pretty mad.
That is so good. What was it? XS?
Dre's.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing better. Did any of the boys have a little, you know, gamble and anyone win? Anyone win some big cash?
A few boys.
They learned that you got to pay 30% on your winnings if you win on the pokies.
Exactly. $1,000. Yeah. I think I had to pay like $3,000 to the
Bricky's laptop. I don't really play. I can't stand the pokies, but yeah.
Dom Young cleaned up on the poker table too.
There you go.
Yeah, the boys were into it.
That's great. So I was wondering if you boys celebrate, because you kind of have to. You're over there.
It's once in a lifetime kind of thing. Yeah. Over there and kick the season off, and it was pretty sick to be in the first crew to go and do it.
Mm.
Especially like good success, good win.
I think you have to. Like, you're probably only going to get that opportunity once as a club. They're going to probably go through all the clubs. So Robbo's been real good. We did it for World Club Challenge too. We really enjoyed those trips. But the parties after are some of the best memories you have.
Yeah, that's special. You've got to celebrate them, the little wins. Well done. Very good. I was keen to get the scoop. Obviously, talking to the Storm boys all the time, and they're very jealous.
We're desperate to win too, because we knew it just would have been a tough.
Yeah, you probably had a tough trip.
It was such a good trip as well, like leading up, good like training, good times, going basketball games, and that's like the icing on the cake. Good win.
Great bonding as well. You know how you do like those pre-season camps, and you all get to know each other a bit better. I would have thought it was a bit of a bonding session as well. All of you. How long were you away? All up 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
It's 12 or 13 days. Yeah. You're together every day. Yeah. We had every morning off, so all the boys were together all morning. You go shopping or wherever you want to go. We all went to the basketball together. So it was good.
I was going to ask you this later as we get through the pod, but I want to talk about the locker room while we're over there, I guess. Who's the funniest teammate? Who's the bloke that really gets the boys up and about? Like, who is just best on all the time?
Rads.
Yeah, probably Rads, I reckon.
Rads and Cheese.
Cheese looks like he's a ball of energy and great fun.
Yeah, I think...
Their IQ's not high. Yeah. They're on, mate.
Or Naps as well.
Napsky, Dylan Napa's
one of the greats.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we won't talk about who's the most important teammate. We'll talk about that later on. We're talking kind of stuff here. But, Kiz, let's... I was just reading a little bit. I don't study too much before the pods on Google because you get, you know, the mainstream stuff. But I did read that there was a retirement, you know, potential when you signed the one-year contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So was that actually on the cards? Were you thinking...
Well, when I signed my last deal, it was a while ago now, it was kind of... I don't know why, but I said that's probably going to be it for me. I'm 32 now, and then finished last year and went, right, I'm meant to be finished, but I felt all right. So
yeah, you look great, man. I didn't think you were 32. I was like, it's retirement. What are you talking about?
I sat down with the coach. I wanted to all work out too with the club and like if they had any young guys coming through and things like that, but worked out one more year, so
yeah.
I'm stoked.
And 1 year, like for you, is it just assess at the end of the year?
Yeah, we'll be now.
Family, body, how the club's tracking, young kids, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. A year's a long time in footy. Like, a lot can change. Mate, last year I had a real healthy year. The year before that wasn't, you know what I mean?
So yeah.
If I can just get through healthy, winning helps too.
Mm.
But we've got a real good squad. We've got a real young squad. So, that's, year at a time from now.
Yeah, that's spot on. Well, let's talk about growing up. Only sport. We kind of touch on all sports, and everyone knows you boys play league and have done some amazing things with your career. But growing up, I want to know a little bit more about. I'll start with you, Gussie. Where did you grow up? You know, your family. What were you? You know, what were you into when you were a young kid? Talk to us.
I grew up like 5 hours out of Sydney. I was 30 k's out of town, a little town called Young. Grew up on a farm out there. Played rugby union primarily. Played soccer on the Saturday, union on the Sunday, and then moved up here when I came away to boarding school. And when I came up here, I was all rugby union until I got injured like during one of my seasons when I was like 16, I think. And then I put together a heights package, sent it across to the Roosters, asked if I could do a pre-season with the SG ball team.
What song did you have overlaid?
Yeah.
I actually had a... there used to be this Sonny Bill Williams Heights video, and I took the same song from that and put it over
that is
video.
Genius. That is genius.
It's still on YouTube somewhere. I've uploaded it under a fake name. Sent it across. And then got did a pre-season with the Roosters SG Ball, and that was my first sort of taste of the league. And then straight out of school, came to South, came to the Roosters, and, man, I'm happy I did.
Yeah, there you go. So you're a country boy.
Yeah.
The fashion's incredible. He's a fraud.
Some of the boys at training used to say it's unbelievable.
Well, Gussie's always had the elite fashion. I wouldn't have thought he's from young the way he dresses. When did you start getting into all the fashion?
Probably when I finished school and started being able to like afford buying clothes and that kind of thing.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Who took you under your wing or who'd you look up to? Like, where'd you get your inspiration from?
Just in sport or fashion or what?
Yeah, like fashion, because you got great kit. Like, who was
probably
it?
Probably Dylan Napa, eh?
Yeah, right.
He's probably...
Naps is...
Yeah, he's always proper dripping on out and whatever, like everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's always out there, so... I just like wearing stuff that not many people have or like...
Yeah, the exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if someone copies you, you're a bit flat.
Yeah, let them off it.
That's great. That's awesome. What about you, kids, growing up? I know it's a... You know, whereabouts are you growing up from?
I was Ipswich, born in Ipswich, Queensland.
Oh, yeah?
Came down when I was 7 or 8 to Sydney. Moved to North West with mum and dad, and then grew up Oak Hill out west. Played rugby union all through school. Loved cricket.
Yeah.
Rugby union, loved it. And then finished school, went up to Gold Coast for a year, had a bit of fun up there, and then got signed with South the year after, and then back to Sydney.
Yeah, there you go. Cricket. I forgot to ask, soccer, what position?
I was just wherever, bro. It was primary school.
So yeah, I was early. Yeah. And cricket?
I was not great, but I loved it. I still love it. I love my missus. will not let my kids play it. Like,
really? Oh, but it's bad. It's a bad, so bad. It's a bad sport for kids to play. I remember when I was a kid, I'm taking me old man's driving me out to all the country towns, and I'm doing nothing. Day, I'm bowling two overs and a couple of wides. Yeah.
Oh, I played cricket as well. I was shocking those.
Yeah, it's a great sport though. Like growing up, I was saying this yesterday because we're obviously recording this live in Bondi, and I was walking down to the beach with a mate and saw a couple of kids just mucking around. I go, oh, man, I'd do anything just to play a real competitive game of beach cricket. You just don't get the chance.
Boydo plays 2020s now.
Does he?
He retired. He plays Friday night.
Whose bat was he using?
Steve Smith got him a bat.
Really?
Ask him about Smith got the bat off to training.
Has he hit any runs with it?
Yeah, I think he's quite going well. Yeah, I think he goes pretty well.
That's awesome. He's a good cricketer.
And he's one of the most competitive blokes you'll
show. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, he's obviously joining us on Only Sport next, so I'll filter that one. I'll filter that one in. That's brilliant. What about I love asking this question. You've gone on, you've both gone, you know, been very successful in your career with league, but what if sport didn't work out? We've had a bit of a laugh with the boys that have been on this one. What do you think you'd be doing? It always kind of comes down to how you're brought up or, you know, some other things. But if you were just terrible at sport, what do you think you'd be doing for crust? You know,
what are you going? Mate, well, so my dad forced me to go to uni, right? So, like, now I'm in uni, I got a degree, I'm doing a master's and things like that. But if I didn't play sport, I would never have done it. Because in 20s, you had to study or work. And I didn't want to work and train. So I was like, perfect, I'll study because it's easy, go to training. But if I didn't have footy, I wouldn't have studied. And I started a chippy apprenticeship up in the Goldie. So I reckon, I don't know, I'd be
chipping away.
Yeah, I was a labourer, and I don't know. I'd probably still be a labourer.
He'd
be a suit. He'd be a suit.
I honestly, I hated school. I go to uni now, right? I really enjoy it, but I hated school.
Yeah.
But
I was a bit like you. I used to love just talking shit in class, and I loved lunchtime and, you know, seeing all the boys. The couple of classes I actually enjoyed math and a bit of PE is the sport, but I hated English.
I was good at English.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everyone kind of, I think it's like a coriander job. You rather love it or hate it. You know what I mean? Everyone that loves math doesn't like English. What about you, Gussie?
I reckon I'd be something in the creative space. Like, I did 3 units of English at high school. Did like a short film, did art, all that kind of thing.
There you go.
So I reckon like film, production, direction, something like that. I was doing media and production at uni before footy took over.
And then in the locker room, I guess from the outside, everyone watches TV. They just see what they see and that you guys see, you know, behind the scenes and at training. But who's someone that's really underrated at the Roosters, you think, that doesn't get as much, I guess, external love from all the media?
I reckon like we've had a few over the years. Like, we had Mitch Orbison, who's like club legend. He played heaps of different positions, things like that. We've got like Nat Butcher at the moment.
Yeah.
Nat Butcher's like a back row. He plays middle.
He's a worker.
Played a bit of everywhere for us. Like he's a super good. I think he's in the Australian squad last year. Didn't play or anything, and he's in the extended squad.
Lindsay as well. Lindsay's just started getting his chocolates a bit.
He's starting to get his big raps now. He's a front rower.
Yeah.
For us, he's played 10 origins now, maybe 5 or 6 games for Australia. Like, we've got a few of those guys that are under the radar.
Yeah, love it. Speaking of origin, like, how do you, how many games we all played here?
I played one.
About 12.
Gussie got me some tickets to I don't think it went your way, but it was an outstanding finish in the game. I remember you, we won't talk about it actually because it didn't end well for New South Wales. But talk to me about Origin. Like, I want to just touch on that. You know, as I was saying before, we were talking about AFL, NRL and the crowds and whatnot. But when Origin's on, the whole of Australia's tuning in. There's something crazy about it. The atmosphere's elite. Everyone in town's talking about it.
Yeah. This league as a game is like a tough game to play. Like, you, in general, like, you're tired as you're running into 10 players in a set line. In Origin, it's just a whole nother level, eh?
Yeah, it's
the hits bigger.
They measure like the in the league. They measure meters per minute, intensity, ball in play. It's all way above
stoppages.
How do you measure that with like a final? Because you boys have been very successful. Is it similar?
I think it's above. Yeah, they're above.
It's above. Finals, so it's the pinnacle.
It's the pinnacle. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of intensity. Mm.
And when you go into camp, the chemistry. How quickly do you get on the same path? Is that the hardest part?
Yeah. Well, you got to do it quick, and I think that's the great thing about it. Like, all the good Origin coaches, they know that you're not going to teach these players anything new. They sort of get everyone together. First few days, you have like a night on the piss, team bonding. Because you've got all the best players from all the best teams. It's like, you're not going to teach them how to play any different footy. You just need to get everyone on the same page and get the combos together. So I think getting everyone connected is probably the biggest thing.
So your advice to coaches in the future is literally, no, like seriously, just keep it simple and get everyone connected. And
yeah.
That's, well,
that's the best one to do. Yeah, like the most successful, Mal, Freddie was like that. Mal Meninga for Queensland was like that. I think they're all just, they simplify it down to make you feel good about yourself, make everyone feel comfortable and
happy.
Give me a moment that you remember from it, whether it's good or bad, anything that just...
Well, mate, the series, so I was in, I've been in camp.
You got stitched. You got stitched. Years, we should have won that game as well.
The series I was in was COVID, right? So we usually play Origin at the start of the year. We played at the end. That was crazy, mate. We're in a bubble for weeks. We weren't allowed to leave this place.
Like, it was like a 5 week
flying on jets, like, to get there. Yeah,
and
crazy.
We got paid like the price you get paid for one game these days for 5 games. Eh?
Yeah, because it was
like 5 weeks, year, 3 games.
Just a huge cut. Yeah.
We're on a golf course, so you're playing a lot of golf.
You've had a few good.
I don't play golf.
Few series
you've had some great series.
Yeah, it's unreal. I think I got thrown in my first one. We were talking about Melbourne 2018. I think it was Freddie's first year. I forget how many debutants there was there, but I think it might have been 7 of us that debuted. Bunch of us were like 22. Down in Melbourne, 90,000. Walked to the game from the hotel. No one in Melbourne knew who we were, so we're walking through bustles of people, but like walking to the MCG into a 90,000, biggest crowd I've ever played in front of still. It was unreal.
They loud?
Yeah, mate. Like loud. It's like, and you look up and he's kept on going. It's like you're in the Coliseum.
We obviously got, you know, a few boys that we have in our NFL fantasy, like Dion Presti. They get that every home game. It's just not 90, but not far off. It's crazy. And the adrenaline, you go to like another level, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't sleep after the game. It's just buzzing. Boys, enough about the highlights. One thing that we had about Only Sport, and appreciate everyone that tunes in from Oz American Aces. They've written in, they want to know a little bit more about players and the challenges they've faced and how they've overcome them. Everyone, we're all human. Everyone's had some challenging moments on or off the field, but how you over, you know, how, what steps did you put in place? You know, how did you get over, you know, over that, the adversity shown? So I'll start with you, Kiz. How did you, what's something that you've found the most challenging thing in your career so far?
Yeah, 2021, I had a challenging year. So, start of the year, did ACL in the third game of the season, and then COVID hit maybe 2 or 3 weeks later. Boys moved to Queensland. I ended up staying in Sydney for rehab, but Sydney was like a bit like Melbourne at the time, just shut down. These boys were up in the sunny coast. I was getting the videos like every day at the beach and things like that. So that was a challenging year. There was 4 or 5 of us in rehab. We'd come into the training. We're only allowed to drive to training, do our rehab, back home. It was just a weird time. Like, you look back now and go, what was going on? But I just remember at the time just going, I just had my second trial too, so like, it was challenging. But then I thought, you're never going to get this time again with your kids. Like, you're never going to be able to be home every single day with them. You're never going to have this moment in time where they're both this age and you can kind of spend this time with them. So it was a challenging year, but I look back and I was super grateful for the time I got to spend with family.
When you were really frustrated, like what were some things that you were kind of thinking about? Like just family.
It's more just like the stuff you're grateful for. Like, yeah, there was a few shitty things. And like, as you say, you'd even think about, like, hey, Melbourne had gone through worse than us. You know what I mean? Like, like there's always someone worse off than us. And it was a global thing. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of people, you know, a lot worse off than I was at that time. So it's more just like the things I was grateful for. Family, still had a house, still had a job. You know, a lot more than some other people had.
Yeah, it's good. Gratitude's big. No, I appreciate that. What about you, Gussie?
Yeah, I think pretty similar. Like, I've had a fair few injuries and that kind of thing. The biggest one for me was coming through. I was a rookie and I had a few reps on me and I was training hard to try and be my best. And then I think it was the first trial, I like fucked my finger. And one of the coaches made me keep playing through it. Anyway, I was needling it, and I had to cut it off. So that would be my challenge, mate, was getting this cut off.
I still remember the conversation because I was like, me and Gus are real close at the house, and he goes, mate, I'm thinking about cutting this off. I was going, what?
Because like, the thing is, like, they tried fusing it, so I was stuck like that. And it would just keep getting whacked on tackles.
Because you get caught, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And now it was like, you couldn't use it. Like, it would just go like that, just hang out. So now I'm missing a finger.
It's like a mini root finger.
Yeah, it's a stump.
That is a huge, like, you know, that's early, man, in your career.
I remember, I got it cut off when I was, and actually the thing is, I got it cut off when I was at South, so I was 21. And I woke up, and when I woke up, the news had broke that I was leaving South to come to the Roosters. So I had all the South fans giving me death threats and whatnot. I've just woken up, I'm missing half my finger.
Let's cut this off for you.
No, no finger death threats. Yeah. Oh my God. That is, yeah, I didn't, I actually remember it, but I forgot, you know, but
yeah,
that's,
yeah. But it's sweet. Like it's
a wild,
it's just part of
it. Yeah, that is wild. That is a huge challenge. Here I am, giving you a brief. I go, boys, just get ready for a challenge. Talk about the challenging moments and then a little pilot flop coming up. And I remember you go, I've got a good one, mate. There you go. Is there anything that you can't do with half a root finger?
No, it's pretty sweet. Can't flip the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Do you have people look at it sometimes and like you look at them and go, yeah?
Nah, like no one, people don't even notice it now.
I didn't even notice it then until you did that.
But yeah, no, I don't really, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it actually
is. I'm not losing a finger. Obviously.
Nah. And you know, day to day, catching the ball.
Yeah, sweet. Sweet as.
Sweet as.
Yeah.
Compared to when you, so when you had surgery, when first did, session.
So they literally cut the knuckle out of it. So it was like,
are you happy
like,
you lost it?
I'm not happy I lost it. I wish I still had it, but...
Do you wish you kept it the way it was?
No. Okay. I'll show you photos after this.
Yeah, send them in. We'll put this up. We'll clip this
Mate,
up.
It literally had... So I had like a screw here and a screw here and they cut the bones on like an angle so they were fused together and it was stuck like that on a little bend. God.
Yeah, and you just... Yeah,
and so it was shorter. My middle finger was shorter than my other fingers.
And you just said, cut it off.
Yeah.
When did the doctor say, mate, we can cut it off?
He said there was an option. You can either fuse it or you can cut it off. And I was like, all right, we'll try and fuse it first. And it kept snapping. That was a sixth. I even got a bone graft out of my hip to try and make the bone heal.
Wow.
And then the bone that was growing just kept cracking. It was just painful as so.
Yeah, that is challenging. Seven
surgeries on my finger before I was 21, and the last one was to cut it off. So.
How many calls did you make to with the decision? It's unbelievable. I'm blown away.
I remember I came back to training and they had like stitches in it and it was fine to go train again. So I was running. I just got that border doing like straight line running. I was like, sweet, I'll jump into this like touch. It was just like touch football. I was passing around, it was strapped up and it was sore. I was like catching it like this. I took the strapping off and it was just like, looked like Frankenstein's head. It just had blood and the stitches were all cut. Oh.
Wow. I've had surgery on my fingers. I kind of understood this one here, volar plate, this one here. And I remember, I couldn't use my hands for two weeks.
Yeah,
talk about being grateful. I was going, oh, you couldn't wipe my ass, couldn't eat. I remember getting sushi, Uber Eats just coming out at the time, and I'm literally just putting my mouth down, and, like using my, like, I had a pinky finger, so like that, eating, like you just, without your hands, you're gone.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, all my other fingers, I'm like, I need to make sure these ones are fine, because I can't lose anymore.
Yeah, you can't, yeah, you don't want to get any more flicked off. There you go. Your thumb's probably the most important.
Yeah.
And I guess, was there a time where you were really flat? Like, was there anything where challenging?
Yeah, I think just like when you're young and you just want to play and you're just trying so hard to do everything. And that's another thing as well. Because I was doing so much running, then my groin went on me. And I had osteopubis, so I had a groin reconstruction the day before round one in 2016. So
it was a tough start.
Yeah.
And when did you get back, like after all of that?
I think so. The groin reco was 3 months. So I got that the day before round one. Came back in like round 18 or something, played a game of 20s, and then debuted the next week.
How special was that?
Yeah,
all worth the.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's special, mate. That's a crazy story. No rude finger. Give the camera a little bird. I reckon that's there. You go. That's elite. That is so good. Oh, boys. Well, it's time for halftime. Our pilot segment. Our biggest flop. We love pilot. It's, one thing we love about Pilot as well, if you're sick, guys, or you need some help confidentially, you can just call up Pilot on your phone. You don't need to go to the doctor's office and they'll look after you. So make sure you use Pilot, head to pilot.com.au and use our discount code ACES20 for a one-time use if you want to get on there and, you need some help in the bedroom. Hard made easy, of course. Boys, Pilot halftime, our segment, our biggest flop. We've all had... moments in time where it could be off the field, boys, could be in the bedroom, but it could be on the field. Your biggest flop, what's the one thing, you both had great careers, but there's definitely moments on the pitch or off the pitch where you might have just wanted that moment back. What is your, I'll start with you, Kiz, what is your pilot flop?
I've had a few, but 2020, COVID hit again, round two at Leichhardt Oval.
Oh, this was bad.
We'd lost the first round. So we come off the grand final the year before, lost the first round, right, we've got to win this second game. And I was to win the game, it was 5 minutes left of saying, I'd take, like, someone made a break, got the ball back on the inside, and I was running it across to under the post. I didn't even realise. Usually you just dive. I went to put it down one hand. Tommy Turbo from Manly just swiped it out of my hand.
Oh.
Lost us the game. I remember sitting there after this going, like, coach just looked at me and he's like, you all right?
Like, that was a weird game as well.
And we didn't play again for months. The comp got shut down.
Oh, so you're just like, I want another opportunity.
I'd see people and they'd be like, well, what happened there, mate? So it just took like 4 months of just like, wow.
That was the first game we played with no crowd. It felt like a training
session. No crowd, yeah, there was no crowd.
And online, everyone would have been,
what? Yeah, it was just like, and I had to, sit on it for 4 months.
Oh, you can't even rock up next week and put it behind you. That is an absolute flop.
Horrible.
There you go. That's a great pilot flop. I love these. Everyone's got crackers. What about you, Gus?
Yeah, mine would be over in the World Cup. We're playing over there at Old Trafford. It was like the warm-up. And it was like a bit dewy. And at Old Trafford, the seats are like right next to the grandstand. Oh, the grandstand's like right next to the oval. And I'm like doing my drilling, like doing fast feet or whatever. And I like misplace my foot and I slip over like on the grass right in front of the whole crowd. And because England were out, it was Samoa we were playing, and all of the English fans turned into Samoan fans and they were just booing me, laughing at me. I slip over and like hit my head on the grass. I fully sparked myself before the game, like doing a non-contact drill. So
that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's great. Some great pilot flops. As we said, guys, head to pilot.com.au and get around it. If you you need some help in the bedroom, Pilot will look after you, boys. Great stuff. That is very funny. I feel for you because I've had moments like that, mate. And people, you know what's funny? When you have a mare like that, you know, you have a flop and people think, you know, you're not thinking about it. Yeah, you know, like, mate, what's going on there? Yeah. Don't ask me that question. You know what's going on there. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, very good. Well, one thing with Oz American Aces, we've got an NFL Fantasy League, and you boys are a pivotal part of that. You're probably down the bottom with me this year, which we'll talk about right now. But this little bit here we're going to finish on is about American sport. We love our American sport. We'll touch on the NFL Fantasy League. The reason we will is because I've changed it up this year, you know, like, kids, you're new to the team, the crew, and we wanted to expand it, we want to continue. So I told Gus, go find a teammate. And I told Boydo as well, Boyd Cordner, and Boyd Cordner's taken home the prize money, and you've barred him, and you've gone with Gus. So, mate, you wish you had your time again, maybe.
Or maybe if I didn't have him, we would have won.
Oh, there you go.
Boydo's just got a knack. But I was never going to brush Gussie from
me. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's a cruel game.
We did have a tough year, but
it's not our fault.
The comeback's greater than the setback.
What was the one you were saying before? Davante Adams and someone else?
T. Higgins had an absolute shock.
Bijan,
I met Bijan over at Radio Row, and mate, he is the nicest. Yeah, like, if I'm a fan of a running back, he's number one now.
We met Puka at our game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he looks humble and he's pretty young.
Yeah.
What was he like?
No, he was a legend, eh? He was like asking heaps of questions, like had a great chat.
He's not very tall. Like, you boys are the same.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing a photo. He's not tall at all.
Yeah. Like, I'd be taller than him, but he's fucking zippy.
Do you think you boys could play a position over there? Like, just one.
Look at me. Gussie Ori,
linebacker. Yeah, you're pretty quick. You reckon you could just play a little.
I wouldn't mind a little tight end gear.
Yeah, just a block and then release.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone always asks, you could play there. I'm like, nah, couldn't even kick. I don't even want to kick because they're coming at me. I'll probably fumble it. What about American sport? When did you fall in love with it? Like, NFL, NBA, the two massive ones normally, but. Yeah, when did you boys first?
Older brothers used to watch a bit of NFL when I was younger. So I remember Dad used to go over to America for work and we'd always be like, mate, get us a jersey, get us an NFL jersey. But then when I got to South, the older boys all loved it and they started playing fantasy. I remember 2012, it must have been, they got me into fantasy. It was an auto draft league, like we're just mucking around. And it was like from then, it was on. And then every year, it's just gotten like bigger and bigger. Like all the time, I reckon every club now has a NFL fantasy comp that all the boys play, and like the basketball's huge, eh? Like all the boys love the basketball. We have it on in our gym every day, have the NFL on every morning. America just got bigger.
Yeah, mine would have been when I came to Roosters and I jumped into fantasy just for the first sort of year, and it's just a sick way to watch the sport, and that was when I started sort of getting into it. Like, I always enjoyed following players and because they're obviously great athletes and whatnot, but watching the games through fantasy is probably when I got
into it. It's funny, mate. The fantasy has brought so many
Well, that's how we've all become become mates. Like, it brings in so many people. It's, I don't know what it is. Like, when you talk about fantasy and AFL and NRL, I just feel like it's not as cool. Where, like, I've got a few mates that play NBA, but NFL
probably
is
because they're the ones bagging us.
Spot on, actually. Yeah, they're probably talking shit about us. But yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. I ran into a mate at the Super Bowl who said that Australia was the third largest country to purchase tickets.
Really?
Outside of America, yeah. So I know they're going to Brazil next year, but I reckon they should start bringing it to the G. You're going to get 90,000.
Is the flag footy coming into the...
Yeah, flag footy's growing. And the NFL Australia's got some, and they do a great job. They've got the strong ties with the Rams and the Eagles. So if you get to a few of those games and you're laughing. What about, I know you're a Bills man, Gussie.
Yeah.
Who do you support?
Hey, I'm a floater. I float around. Yeah. But in 2014, I did training camp with the Suns in Arizona. Maisie was there.
Oh, really?
Dion would have been there, yeah. And we spent a heap of time there at Northern Arizona. We went to a couple of Arizona games, so I think I'm...
Cardinals.
I've got a little soft spot for them, yeah.
They're really average at the moment. But
I've got a soft spot for them.
Yeah, that's good. You've been quiet on that this year. Who's the coolest person that you reckon in American sport right now? If you could, who's the one bloke that you love the most watching?
I reckon LeBron, bro, just because he's been doing it for so long and is still up there. Yeah. But also Wemby. Wemby's come in and sort of...
Yeah, we got to watch him over there.
Did
you? Yeah, we watched the Spurs play
Lakers.
The Lakers. It was cool.
That was a great game, wasn't it? Didn't
it was
the King
game.
The King went off as well?
That was the next
he
week.
He went off against Clippers yeah. But yeah, LeBron's pretty cool. Yeah. NFL, I reckon...
There's a lot of... There's a lot of
I'm a big Diggs man, but... He hasn't been playing
mate,
that well.
Even like a Puka, right? That's his story is so cool. Yeah. Like late draft pick, he's the best rookie receiver ever. Like numbers wise, like that's
Stafford is so underrated. The quarterback.
Yeah.
Like I saw something. Everyone he's tied to have broken records.
Yeah.
Puka's a gun. Don't get me wrong, but Stafford's a star. Yeah. This leads to my next question. We've had a bit of fun with this one because you got to think about it, right? And I'll give you a little bit of time to think about this one. But if you could be anyone in the world for 1 week, so you just jump into their body, their mind, and then you're jumping out. So you get to experience what their lifestyle's like, you know, what they do day to day, you know, if they're a professional athlete or whatever, you get to be them. There's a lot of discussion around being someone that's not the big dog but their mate because you can see them and hang around them, or you could be, you know, like LeBron James, you could be him and do what he does, but you might have a fair bit of maybe their lifestyle's not as good as you think. If you could be anyone in the world, boys, I'll start with you, Gus, for just 1 week, whose body are you jumping in and
mate,
why?
That's a big question. I don't know. I can go to Kez first. I need to think
about
it. Mate, you know what, we always play this with, like, if you could be one sports park, and he's put surfing and that, but like, I love golf.
Yeah.
So I reckon it'd be sick to be, not Tiger, because he's a bit much, but maybe like a Brooks Koepka, Cam Smith, someone like that, just cruising around.
Masters
on
week.
The live tour.
Oh, live tour, yeah.
Live tour, three rounds, wear shorts, knock it around, bloke's drinking.
Yeah. That is elite.
Jump on, yeah.
Just you 1 week.
Years after, yeah, that'd be sick. Play golf.
I reckon Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine how good it would feel to surf. Like, I can't surf, but imagine how good it would feel to surf a wave like that and just go home and you're absolutely minted.
It would be great. Just going home. There you go. That's good. Golf and surfing. I wasn't picking that. I thought you were going to go with someone else. Very good, boys. Very good. Well, you don't come on here and go home without a little prize. I know Gussie, he loves his designer, but we've got the...
What is last place? Yeah, hang on. Does last place get their money back?
We're going to do a podcast together. I'm flying around just doing podcasts.
I come third last year, sure.
And anyone listening doesn't understand, we've got an NFL fantasy league that obviously everyone that's been on Only Sports involved in. We're going to get a bit more going on next year, but a lot of banter and us three on the couch have all done horrific. So there's a bit of money for the first three or four, and the bottom four get nothing. Garcia, I got you these because I know you got a large melon.
Thank you.
These are our Melrose large crystal grey. So whack them on for me, mate.
Need some extra small.
Anyone out there? Yeah, I got you the Melrose, but the standards, mate. The champagne there. Gussie's got the crystal.
Yeah.
They should fit like a glove.
They do.
Boys, Rick's on tour. Anyone out there that wants to look like the lads, rickseyewear.com.au. Use our discount code ACES at checkout. You get 20% off from free express shipping. Look at us. We've got the Venroys, the Crocs, the Ricks, the AC Flow. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Boys, Rick's on tour, so leave him on while you answer this. I want to know, the season finishes, you know, the missus says, go away for a week, you know, just have a week to yourself, but take two blokes and go anywhere in the world and take your Rick's with you. Who are your two teammates you're taking and what location are you going? I'll start with you, Kez.
Yeah. If you asked me 6 or 7 years ago when I was in my prime party days, I'm taking like Radley and Cheese or something, but I'm a bit older now and I said, we got a little golf crew, Teddy, he's just become a dad too, so we can relate a bit, have dad nights. I reckon Butch too. Everyone will blow me for this. Butch is the most boring guy.
He's not.
That's good though. Yours is more golf, dad vibes.
Yeah, have a few
He's going to be a new dad as well.
Because if I take Raz in that, they'll kill me. I'll be dead by night one.
Yeah. That's great. What location? Where do you want to play golf?
I'd love to go like the States, do like even LA, man. Like we played a couple of good courses in LA, which was sick. Nightlife's good there. Miami, New York, somewhere in the States.
Yeah, that's very good. A golf trip in the States with a couple of dads. That's as good as it gets once you've got a few kids.
I'm going probably like New York or Mexico with Connor Watson and Dylan Napa.
Dylan sounds like
a dress on that.
Dylan Napa sounds like the man, just quietly. Yeah, I don't know him,
mate.
He sounds like just the man.
He is.
What are they bringing to the table, Gus? Like, why
just
those
good
two?
Good vibes, good energy, good times.
Sleep.
Who's organising what? Are you organising the dinners?
That's the thing is, Connor's a big organiser. I can organise as well. And Naps has been to New York more times than he can remember. So
he's got the contacts.
Yeah. So everyone's, I reckon we're pretty sorted. Week in New York.
Be a loose trip.
Geez, the Sunnies might be on at night. They're not doing the day. It's a bit cold over there. The Rixies, unless you go middle of summer. Oh, very good, boys. That's pretty much all I've got here. What I do want to say though is AC Flow. Before we wrap up, Gussie, talk to everyone about what that is.
Yeah, it's been good. I've got a barber shop down in Bondi on the corner of Campbell Parade and Beach Road. So, any Sydney viewers or listeners, get down and get a haircut. Kez's kid went down there yesterday for a haircut.
Take your boys down there.
Little fade?
Yeah, get him a cut.
Gussie's on the Clippers?
He's very picky. Gets on the Clippers. That's how I started. So I started just like cutting my mate's hair in high school and all of that. And then was seeing this one barber, this French bloke called Florian. AC, Angus Crichton, Flow for Flow. His name's Florian.
There you go. That's a cool name.
And his shop that he was working at, they just like packed up shop, locked the door and just left. They weren't paying his super. Like, they just left him stranded. He was about to go home. And then we'd always talked about opening a shop together. And he came to me and he was like, the time's now to do it. So we ended up somehow snagging like the dream location down there. It's been good. Been busy.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. How long you guys been going for now?
Coming up to 2 years now, I reckon. So
yeah. When's the
opening party?
Yeah, I've seen the opening. When's the 2 year
had
birthday
the vodka
party?
had the vodka ends down there.
Oh, the vodka end boys. Well, we're in the owner's apartment right now. I'm going to give Callan a shout out. Don't worry, mate. You're going to get a shout out. Vodka ends, one of the greatest drops as well.
One of the great.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well done, mate. That's great. Anyone out there that needs a haircut, a fade, straight to Gussie's. You can't miss it. It's literally the main drag of Bondi. It's the best location in the world. All the best for the season, lads. I really appreciate you jumping on your day off. It was great to talk about Vegas and, some challenging moments. The rude finger. If you're driving and you give Gussie the horn, he can't really give you the... He's not going to curse your back unless he's in the passenger seat. But, boys, really appreciate your time and wish you all the best. And hopefully we can all go better next year in our NFL Fantasy League
because
we had an absolute mare. To everyone tuning in, thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it if you could subscribe on this one and share it to some of your friends that love the boys that want to hear this and enjoyed it. That'd be great. And we'll see you next week on Only Sport.
One more time because I really mean it. I just want to say a massive thank you for all the support you continue to give us at the Oz American Aces. If you want to further support us, make sure you like and subscribe, hit the follow button so you can keep up to date with all our exciting shows and announcements. Righto, now it's time to give our sponsors a massive plug. Struggling to make it to third base before striking out? Wood not driving like it used to? Let me guess, tackle's gone a little bit soft? No stress. If you're having issues in the bedroom, like erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation, Australia's favourite men's healthcare provider, Pilot, has all the clinical tools you need to get your game back on track. Thousands of Aussie men come to Pilot to get simple, discreet, and clinical treatments online. Pilot has free shipping, auto refills, and free follow-ups over text with practitioners. Get started today at pilot.com.au. And remember, play hard until the final whistle with Pilot. aces. I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. It's been months. We ran out of stock, but we're back. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code ACES if you want a 20% discount code on the house.